The next patient is Jose Mendoza. The last name is M-E-N-D-O-Z, like in Zulu, A. First name, Jose, J-O-S-E. Number one, clinical case of a 35-year-old Hispanic male patient that is a type 1 diabetic since he was 11 years old, period. The patient, it was referred to the practice because of the deterioration of the kidney function and the presence of significant proteinuria. Period. This patient has been evaluated by endocrinology. Medication has been adjusted. And during the last laboratory workup that was done October 24, 2022, the estimated EFR is 50 mL per minute. Creatinine is 1.78. The fasting blood sugar is 205. The albumin is 3.4 grams per cent. And the protein creatinine ratio is consistent with 7.2 grams of protein in 24 hours, which is outrageous. Period. Number two, the patient has hypertension that is finally under control. The systolic is 122, the diastolic is 74. The patient claims that on occasion he develops hypotension. The body weight is up to 193 pounds. The BMI is 30. Number three, the patient is a type 1 diabetic that has a hemoglobin A1C that is 10.3%, which is slightly less. Period. The C-peptide is very low, and the patient is supposed to be on Entresiva in combination with Novolog. He is supposed to have a freestyle libre continuous glucose monitoring. However, he doesn't have it in place. He says that as soon as he gets home, he's going to put it on. Period. He is going to be seen by endocrinology tomorrow morning. We are not going to make the alterations in the prescription. But the comment that we want to make is that the improvement in the kidney function is related to hyperfiltration associated to poor control of the blood sugar. Following number, hyperlipidemia. The lipid panel shows that the patient has a total cholesterol total cholesterol went up to 225 milligrams HDL-39, LDL is 146. The patient says that he's taking the Crestor 20 milligrams every day. At this point, I don't know whether or not the patient has a good compliance. It was emphasized the need for the blood sugar to get under control. We are going to reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup. The consideration of a kidney biopsy will be done.